This week's parsha begins Ve'elah Mishpatim, and these are the statutes Asher Tasim Lifneim that you shall set before them. Why does the Torah add Asher Tasim Lifneim? This seems superfluous. Ve'elah Mishpatim would be sufficient. Says Rashi, Lifneihem, before them, but not before non-Jewish judges. Disputes between Jews should be judged in a Beis Din, in a Jewish court, and not in secular courts, even if their legal system is the same as Torah law. What is the Oimek HaMachshava? What's the deeper reasoning behind this halacha? If their laws are the same, why does it matter where the case is being litigated? So there's a very cryptic Zohar that says, Ve'elah Mishpatim, Eloheim, Sidre HaGilgul. These are the orders of reincarnation. But Parshas Mishpatim discusses civil law. What does reincarnation have to do with financial disputes? So the Degel Machna Ephraim says that he heard a fascinating explanation from his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. Sometimes a person goes to Beis Din, and the dying rules that he must pay money to another person. Yet he knows beyond any doubt that he's 100% right, and he does not owe this money. And he's bewildered. How can this be? I came to a Jewish court. Mishpatei Hashem Emes. How can they rule against me? Why do I have to give away my hard-earned money? And he's perplexed. And the answer is, Seder HaGagulim. This story began many years ago. If a person is judged to owe money in Beis Din unfairly, it may be because in a previous life, he wrongfully took money from that same person. And Hashem orchestrated their reincarnation so the debt can be repaid in this lifetime. A story is told about the Maggid of Mizritch, who once asked his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, to explain this concept from the Zohar. And the Baal Shem Tov instructed the Maggid to go to a certain forest, and you will see a tree near a small river, and you will understand everything. He travels there, he climbs up onto the tree, and he observes a man arrive on a donkey. He rests under the tree, he eats something, and then he leaves, unknowingly leaving behind a bag of money. Shortly thereafter, a second man came. He found the bag, he pocketed the money, and he left. A short while later, a poor beggar arrives, and he's exhausted and he's hungry, and he lays down to rest. Suddenly, the first man returned, and he realized that the money he left behind is gone. And he sees this beggar on the floor. Convinced that this beggar had taken his money, he wakes him up and he beats him mercilessly. And the Maggid returned to the Baal Shem Tov and recounted exactly what he had seen. And the Baal Shem Tov tells him, what appeared to you as unjust situation was actually the completion of a judgment from a previous life. The second man, the man who found the money, had once been robbed and he had gone to a judge seeking justice. But the judge was corrupt. The first man, the man who lost the money, was in that past life the very thief who had stolen the money from him. And the innocent beggar, the man who was beaten up, was the corrupt judge who had wrongfully ruled in favor of the thief. So now the second man got back the money that was stolen from him in a previous life. And the corrupt judge got beaten up for aiding and abetting the process. Now the Maggid understood Ve'elah Mishpatim. Seder HaGagulim. The system of reincarnation. If justice was not served in a previous lifetime, Hashem ensures it is corrected in another. But this is only true in Beis Din, where it says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil. Hashem stands among the judges ensuring that true justice is served. Mishpatei Hashem does not only take into account the here and now, but considers events from decades or even centuries ago. And that is why disputes must only be litigated in a Jewish court. And this concept of a Gilgul applies beyond financial disputes. It applies to everything in life. When a person is going through a crisis, to them it seems so random. They say, there's no rhyme and reason to my suffering. Hashem, why did you pick me? This makes no sense. God, why me? I'm a good person. I do everything right. I don't deserve this. We experience cognitive dissonance. We can't reconcile it in our minds. This happens to other people, not the good people. But we must remember, we are finite. We see only the 90 or 100 years we live in this world. Hashem is infinite. He has a cheshbon that spans 6,000 years. Imagine someone entering a room 2 hours into a 3-hour film, and he sees on the screen a man stabbing another person, and he's outraged. How can he commit such a cruel act? Meanwhile, everyone else in the room is relieved or even elated. Only when they explain the backstory does he realize, had he watched the first 2 hours, he would understand why this moment is justice and not cruelty. Hashem's justice operates on a scale far beyond our comprehension. What seems like random suffering or misplaced justice or unfair outcomes is actually part of a divinely orchestrated plan that began thousands of years ago. And one day we will understand why it had to happen exactly as it did. And on that day, we will all be elated. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.